We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's John Mayer, star of our Alice in Wonderland concert coming
up. I can't
wait. I know. It's going to be great. I'm actually really excited for tomorrow. It's our donation day, and we're going to be raising money for Tipping Point Community. We're at two locations, Bay Club locations in Marin and in Los Gatos. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the info on how to find us tomorrow morning. But right now, we are going to talk with the CEO and founder of Tipping Point Community, Daniel Lurie. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. I want to start with, you guys have been around since about 05, and let's start with your mission statement, because it's not just to help out. You didn't just form to help with these fires.
No, that's right. We've been working for 12 and a half years tackling poverty here in the San Francisco Bay Area. We fund 44 direct service organizations on the ground, working on education, housing, employment, and health. And we've always been focused on low-income individuals and families. It's what we do. And when these fires broke out, we knew we had to act on behalf of our neighbors up north. And that's why we're so grateful to you all for focusing attention on our North Bay neighbors who really need us right now.
So the emergency relief fund that you guys have set up, you've raised specifically for the fire victims, $23 million so far with the Band Together Bay Area. And then you guys...
With the concert at AT&T Park, we raised $17 million. We had raised six prior, and we continue to raise funds through drives like yours tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So your listeners know, we've actually already gotten $5 million out the door of that money. $2.5 million this week went to Santa Rosa Community Health. One of their health clinics was damaged so badly they had to close down. It's a clinic that sees 24,000 low-income individuals and families a year. It's like the hub of health care in Santa Rosa. We made a grant of $2.5 million this week to them so that they could put more beds online, more patient clinics online as fast as possible. So that's an example of where the money is going.
And you've added a second concert for December 14th at Bill Graham with the Red Hot Chili Peppers headlining. And again, that is a 100% of the ticket price is going directly to help these families.
Yeah, so we got done with that first concert. It's a monumental lift. Mark Benioff, Lynn, Salesforce, Twilio, AT&T, Park, the Giants, Another Planet, and Live Nation worked together on that. It was incredible. And Mark Benioff, a couple days later, was like, let's do it again. So Mark has been just a phenomenal force, and he put calls in, and we got the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Lucas Nelson. And yes, tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, $99. And every dollar of that ticket price is going again to emergency relief funds. We will get all of this money out the door by December of 2018. So this will be a efficient spend down, but also a focused, and we will do a lot of due diligence before getting the money.
So
out.
Your website is tippingpoint.org, and that's where people can go to get more info about you guys. And there's also a text line set up right now where people can, if they can't come out and join us tomorrow at the Bay Club locations, people can text, what is it, 20222.
Text the word Alice.
And that gives $25 to Tipping Point.
Yes, that's right. And you guys have your own site. So it's tippingpoint.org/Alice. You can go there. And then, yes, 20222. And you put the word Alice in there, and you can give $25 that way.
Daniel Lurie, CEO and founder of Tipping Point Community. That is who our fundraiser is for tomorrow. I hope that you're going to be super pleased by our listeners. They're the best, and they're super generous. And I hope that tomorrow is a big, successful day for all of us. You know, we just want to do what we can to help out our friends and neighbors in the North Bay. And we're super excited to be paired up with you.
Well, listen, we really appreciate it, and I couldn't agree more. Every single dollar counts. $10, $25. Just give what you can. Our neighbors need us, and they'd be there for us, and we need to be there for them.
All right. Thank you so much for being on today, Daniel.
All
Daniel
right,
Lurie,
care,
CEO.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. CEO and founder of Tipping Point Community.
What a great dude.
They are great. And, you know, the thing is that Tipping Point, their board is actually, they fund all the administrative costs. So every single 100% of every dollar that you give to Tipping Point gets passed along to these places that they've vetted. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're spending a bunch of money to pay other people. They're, you know.
There's no CEO pulling a big, you know, kooky. That's great.
No, the whole point of this for them was that, you know, they could afford to pass that money on.
Right.
So there you go. That's Tipping Point. Tomorrow, our big fundraiser, Vinny, all the boys, Vinny, Bryn, and Hooman are going to be down in Los Gatos at the Bay Club courtside. And go. Stop by. They have fire pits. They're going to have breakfast. It's going to
be fun.
If you're closer to Marin, and that makes more sense for you, Yuzette and I and Vonda, the girls, we're going to all be up there in Marin, and Johnny Mosley is going to be joining us. And they've got, you know, apparently they've redesigned the outdoor area there, and that's where we'll be broadcasting from, really easy on and off southbound 101 right there. So we hope that you can come by. And if you can't, again, 20222, text the word Alice. That's a $25 donation. Or just go to tippingpoint.org/Alice to make a donation. And thanks again, Daniel Lurie.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome.
My kid's coming out, too.
Oh
yay.
Fun.
I'm going to make
That'll
her sit
great.
There and look cute.
Have her put her sad eyes on. Please, no name. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. You too, Experience and Innocence Tour 2018. We already had one big show at the SAP Center on May 7th. They just added a second show, May 8th, SAP Center. The tickets go on sale Monday morning, December 11th at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. So make your plans now. If you got shut out of the first U2 concert, they've added a second, May 8th, SAP Center, U2 Experience and Innocence Tour.
And I think we're going to have tickets next week to give away.
Oh, fantastic. Who doesn't want some U2 tickets? Mm-hmm. If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or mental health problems, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on a happy, healthier you. We're going to start with Matt Lauer. He's dominating the news this morning. The show went on. Hoda Kotb stepped in to co-host with Savannah Guthrie. Is she also co-hosting this morning? Is that
Hoda?
Yeah.
I believe so, but I haven't seen it on yet.
I thought that she said
I think when
her
we heard
name
that,
when they did the announcement, when they
right.
did Matt's apology.
Oh. Right.
I'm surprised they haven't used... Who's the new lady that's on the show?
Megyn Kelly. She does the 9 o'clock hour, very weak ratings. There was some talk that maybe this was an opportunity for her to step into Matt Lauer's role.
Didn't they spend a bunch of money on her?
Oh, yeah. They threw a lot of money at her. And they thought, too, that, you know, especially since she was very outspoken about, you know, sexual misconduct allegations at Fox.
She brought, who was the guy?
Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
That they thought maybe she would be, you know, it's funny. I actually, Uzi handed me the people they're considering for, because of course, you know, immediately the speculation begins, who's going to step in there? So there's a lot of people. There's a guy named Craig Melvin. He's a familiar face in the Today Show realm. He anchors the Saturday edition, and I guess he steps in a lot. But they're saying that he's, you know, he's not exactly exciting. He's a pleasant, perfectly pleasant.
Well, there's no splash there at all. And I admit, I don't ever watch the Today Show at all.
Mm-hmm. But we're on the air.
I know, but I mean, still, there's no kind of even record or look back or anything. But that name means nothing.
I know. I feel like Craig Melvin, this is the first time I heard his name was today.
Sorry, Craig.
Sorry,
yeah,
Craig.
I mean, that's not going to work.
Megyn Kelly, they say the pros are she's given voice to sexual harassment victims by boldly speaking out against Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly. But her 9 a.m. talk show does not do well. People are, you know, I got to say, I'm dubious at best when it comes to that chick. Like, I've heard her rhetoric. I watched her on Fox News. And for her to be doing this sort of 180 where she's like, oh, I never thought that. I'm like, well, you said you did on your news program. So her ratings are pretty weak, and she'll probably stick with Megyn Kelly today. That's the 9 a.m. hour. Willie Geist. frequently subs for Matt Lauer.
I like him.
They say he's a bit stale. Anderson Cooper, hello, under long-term contract to CNN.
But his name always gets thrown in for everything, huh? Right,
well, he is amazing. I actually really like him. They actually have thrown Brian Williams' name out there, but people say, sorry, he's somewhat damaged goods. He's currently working on MSNBC. He does, I think, the 11 p.m. slot.
Well, at least people know who he is, though.
True. Ann Curry has been talked about. This would certainly be vindication after he drove her off the air less than a year after she took the co-anchor host position. They're saying here that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect
that. She had her limitations. And they're throwing Carson Daly out there. He's already a member of the Today Show family, so he's a familiar face to Today Show fans.
I like Carson a lot.
They're actually saying he lacks the news gravitas to handle breaking news.
Well, the weird thing is, as they review, one of the things I was reading this morning about Matt is that his reviews aren't exactly great where that's concerned, whether it be his interviewing skills. They talked about some obnoxious interview he had with
Anne Hathaway. We're actually, you know what's funny is, and I gave Bryn until the 8 o'clock hour to do this, but there were a bunch of, if you look back on it now through today's glasses, certain things that seem incredibly inappropriate. So we've put a little, that's 8 o'clock.
Collage. We'll do
that. Another thing that was in the story I read was about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, we don't have anything about that. What did he say to her?
Apparently, and he's supposedly some liberal guy, but in the, what did he moderate during?
One of the town halls, I believe.
So apparently he was cutting Hillary off and not allowing her to speak and almost praising Trump. And she wrote in her book, which I would never have read, but it was interesting that she was writing and saying, what a complete waste of time that was. I never got to finish any of my points. And I thought, whoa. I mean, he's supposedly a liberal. You'd think that he would have tried to at least allow her to finish a thought.
Right.
So her review of him is not good either.
So there's just a few of the names that are getting thrown out there right now. My guess is they'll have Hoda Kotb continue to co-host for the time being, and they'll figure something
maybe
out.
Maybe she'll work her way into that role.
Maybe she will. She's fine. I actually like Hoda.
Yeah.
You know, the very,
very
limited
likeable
exposure that I've had to her.
And she could do it all.
News and and adorableness. You need a little mix of both on the Today Show. So there's a little bit from, you know, I guess I could recap yesterday morning. Right when they went on the air, Savannah Guthrie read a statement from NBC saying they fired him. This morning, they went on the air and first thing read a statement from Matt Lauer, basically saying that he apologized. Do you have it ready to go? Let's see. So that was Matt Lauer's apology or statement. We were talking a lot about Ann Curry yesterday. She worked with him she was the news person on the show for a long time, and then she sort of stepped into the co-host chair.
Was that after Katie left? Or was that after the person?
I don't know if it was right after Katie.
Katie's been gone quite some time.
I know. I think it was Meredith Vieira replaced Katie. Meredith was on for a little while, and I think Anne was their news person. And then when Meredith left, Anne stepped in.
Right,
and
right.
Pretty, like,
I think she went to go help her. Wasn't her husband very ill?
Yes.
And that was her story. And then she went on to do her own afternoon show.
Uh-huh.
Right, okay.
So Ann Curry is speaking out. She was already scheduled to sit down with People Magazine. She has a PBS docuseries coming up. It starts in early 2018. So she was about to resurface, apparently, anyway. It's a show called We'll Meet Again, where you take people who've been through some horrible traumatic thing and the person that was there, like, you know, I don't know, a first responder or whoever it was that helped them through that thing, they meet them back up, they sort of they reunite them and they talk about the experience. So that's a PBS thing that she's doing. So she was already scheduled to sit down with People, so of course they had some other questions for her as well. She said, she didn't really comment specifically about it. She basically said, I'm still really processing it. But she did share her thoughts on what women face in the workplace. She said, the women's movement got us into the workplace, but it didn't make us safe once we got there. The battle lines are now clear. We need to move this revolution forward and make our workplaces safe. Corporate America is quite clearly failing to do so. And unless it does something to change that, we need to keep doing more ourselves. So Not a very satisfying reply out of her. You know, we all wanted her to get up on her soapbox and start yelling.
Well, I thought of her because of the way the breakup was so ugly that maybe there was something more to it. You know, the person I'm still waiting on, and this goes to another big celebrity type guy I think he was the first one. Uma Thurman has been putting out these veiled tweets about what happened with her and that Harvey guy. She famously has done two or three of
produced by Miramax,
Tarantino's right. movies, and those were Miramax movies. But she hasn't said yet. And right. I mean, I guess it's clear something happened between her and this guy.
Yeah,
but I don't know what she's waiting for.
She says when the time is right. I don't know what time that is.
Well, maybe it's no time. Maybe she just doesn't want to, you know, also be telling lurid stories.
Well, no, but she's baiting people with these tweets. The last tweet was, you're not worth a single bullet or something like that. Like, she's dragging it
out. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, but I'm waiting.
I wonder, Hooman, I wonder if she has a movie coming out. Maybe she'll pick that time.
Oh, she's doing the promotion for that. Maybe. This is interesting. You know,
she has six movies coming out.
Oh boy. Geraldo Rivera had, you know, let me see if I can find his actual thoughts on this whole thing, because he initially said something that NBC didn't like, I guess, and he recalled it. I don't have his damn quote right in front of me. Darn it. Anyway, it was just funny because he said some things that he had to retract. And Bette Midler, someone dug up an interview that she did with Barbara Walters in 1991. She called Geraldo and said he was unseemly. She said, this is Bette Midler talking to Barbara Walters. Geraldo and his producer came to do an interview with me in the 70s, the early 70s. And this was when he was very sort of hot. And he and his producer left the crew in the other room. And I guess she's saying he and his producer, Geraldo and his producer, pushed me into my bathroom. They broke two poppers and pushed them under my nose and proceeded to grope me. I did not offer myself up on the altar of Geraldo Rivera. He was unseemly. So this is an interview in 1991 about something that she says happened with Geraldo Rivera in the 70s. He actually wrote about the experience in his 1991 memoir, I think, called Exposing Myself. He said, we were in the bathroom preparing for the interview, and at some point, I put my hands on her breasts. So I expect to see more on this. That's certainly
interesting. I have interesting. The tweets
from Geraldo. Oh, this is the the Geraldo ones? Okay.
Yeah, do you want those?
Yeah.
So one that he wrote says, sad about Matt Lauer, great guy, highly skilled and empathetic with guests, a real gentleman to my family and me. News is a flirty business. And it seems like a current epidemic of sexual harassment allegations may be criminalizing courtship and conflicting with something else. That's it. And then
basically he's saying.
And then he says, what about Garrison Keillor?
Hey, man, it's flirty. It's flirty.
And then he wrote something that was actually worse than that previous one, which he says, a jerk is a jerk in dating. Sexual harassment should be confined to situations where superiors impose themselves on subordinates. So, in other words, he's saying...
jerky behavior.
No, yeah, he's saying if it's sexual harassment, it should only be confined to a superior who imposes themselves on a subordinate and no other circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he tweet his apology? He made some retractions to those, is what I heard this morning. Anyway, it's super interesting. Bette Midler says that he broke what are poppers?
I don't
know what those are.
What do they call that? Amyl nitrate. It's not something that I ever did, but I remember reading about it in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It's one. What was that guy's name?
Oh God, who is that dude?
I read the book, and right. I actually, as I read it, thought, why is this guy so famous? He's a junkie. they just get
Kerouac.
No, that's not Kerouac.
It's the other dude.
Johnny Depp loves
I know. J.S. Thompson. J.D.
Oh, C.J. Oh my God.
People are screaming it. It's right. People are screaming it in their car.
It's a 70s drug. So I don't know what the. I don't know if it's
he
a
just
hallucinogen.
Passed away, and they shot his ashes into space, right?
Yeah,
it's something like a.
Oh my God! I can't find it.
But I think poppers are also known as amyl nitrate.
What does it do?
I think it's just a quick little rush thing.
But so weird. Geraldo and his producer push her into a bathroom and put poppers under her nose and then grope her breasts.
Oh, there it is. Amyl nitrate. It can treat and prevent chest pain. You need a prescription to get it. But
So people carry these medicinally? Like if they're having a heart issue?
They are inhaled for recreational drug purposes, typically for the high or rush that the drug can create. So maybe it's an upper?
I don't know.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson. Damn it.
Didn't think of it.
We're so sorry to those of you who've blown out your vocal cords screaming that at your speakers.
Poppers have also been used historically for sexual encounters among youth, including the gay community. By the way, this is all off Wikipedia, so I don't know anything, again, about poppers. Poppers were part of the club culture from the mid-70s disco scene to the 80s. And even in the 90s rave scene, they were made popular again.
Well, super fascinating story that he actually corroborates in his, that Geraldo Rivera corroborates in his memoir from the early 90s, Exposing Myself.
It says they usually have a relaxation effect.
Relax, I'm just going to grope your breasts.
Well,
don't worry about it.
It does seem like that's what they were going for, right?
I am totally out of time. I don't know how that happened. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Baby name trends. I'll check it for Diamond. We'll see.
Yeah.
Things millennials are talking to their shrinks about. And a drunk lady.
Oh, that's always fun.
After these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is sponsored by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. And speaking of the holidays, you guys are celebrating big time tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Yuzette, Hooman, and Bryn will all be at the Westfield Shopping Center, where they have that gorgeous, it's a beautiful place to visit just anytime. But right now, they've got an inverted Christmas tree hanging from the ceiling, from the top of the dome, and the lighting is tonight. You guys will be there from 6 to 8. There's music, there's party treats. Sure, the whole thing is happening there. You can actually RSVP at westfield.com San Francisco.
We also posted a really great picture, me and Bryn.
Oh, it's a really great picture.
Yesterday, as they were testing everything out, setting up the stage. So go to the All973 Instagram.
You did a beautiful job with that post this morning.
Thank you so
much. Like, wow. That I feel like you must have paid for that frame. It's so great.
I did pay for it.
Pimp that out. That's amazing, Hooman.
Oh, thanks. And we did a bunch of Instagram stories from the Westfield Mall yesterday, Bryn and I. So
those will expire soon. Everyone should go and watch those.
Yeah, they'll expire at noon today. Yeah. So
tonight's the night, 6 to 8, Westfield Shopping Center. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
She does. She likes to tan.
Your mom?
Your mom.
Oh, my mom. No, she doesn't tan anymore. She had a couple of skin cancer things.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, hilarious.
Huh.
Yeah, like her youth spent in the sun.
Her tanning days are over.
And they're over.
With her baby oil?
I guess, right. My mom was pretty deeply tanned for a few years there.
Huh. I'll begin with, check your stocks app. It's up over 24,000 this morning, everybody. We're green everywhere, including Snap, which, you know, that never happens.
What's that at?
13.
Yeah, it's up all right.
Better than it has been.
1370, everybody.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's a miracle. You got it at 21, right?
I bought it at, I don't know what, but it's been losing ever since I bought it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Cable news has gone off the deep end. Social media has been infiltrated by clickbait and Russian bots. So where do people go for news today?
Jeez, Vin. I don't know. Where?
According to a new survey, radio is the most trusted news source.
I feel like I've heard that before.
Yeah, you know what? It's probably because it's such a no-brainer. Where else would you go for real news?
Right.
Would you
put this story in the Dear George file? I mean, Dear George.
I feel like, hello, when something goes down, people turn to the radio.
That's we are.
Live and local.
Exactly. Yeah. My colleague Stan and I down the hall, we bring you the real stuff.
Mm-hmm. Why is that going in your outbox? Keep that in the inbox, buddy. Right.
You might need
radio.
That for tomorrow.
Get ready, 8 o'clock hour.
The most trusted news medium.
Right. They go to radio for news.
Yep.
It's nice to hear. The biggest baby naming trends.
Here's more news, everyone. Hard-hitting news where it counts.
Include Disney princesses and Cleveland Cavaliers players.
Oh. So what are the big names?
Moana and Belle are big names. This is from babycenter.com. They just analyzed more than 500,000 baby names that parents gave their kids this year.
Moana
and Belle. Belle from The Beauty and the Beast, right?
Yeah, is that... I mean, I guess her name's just Belle. I always thought Belle was short for Isabel.
Oh, I would have thought it's Annabelle.
Oh, I suppose it could be that too, right? Anything with a Belle at the end.
Cleveland Cav players like LeBron, Kyrie, and who doesn't even play for the Cavs anymore, but Kyrie and Kevin, those are popular names. Rappers like Chance, after Chance the Rapper, and Kendrick, after Kendrick Lamar. Nature terms with names like Willow and Storm for girls.
Pretty.
Ember and Cloud for boys.
Huh. Oh, we know someone who named their daughter Ember. Damn it, why can't I think of his name? He ran on the board for us for a little while. Todd.
Oh, yeah.
His daughter was named Ember.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Super pretty name.
Hey, where did Todd go?
Yeah, where did Todd go?
I don't know. He won't answer my texts anymore.
Oh, he doesn't want to work here anymore.
Well, the thing is, then let's take him off the books.
Yeah.
Oh.
But someone wants to keep him on the books. I'm like, but he doesn't work and he doesn't want to do anything.
Huh. You never know.
Also,
it's only been 2 years.
People are naming their kids after fancy food ingredients like ginger, saffron, and miso.
Oh, miso's cute. Hey, miso.
So, and of course, if you're into traditional names, the most popular overall were Sophia for the girls, 8th year in a row, and Jackson for boys, 5th year in a row. Jackson, Jack, both solid names.
Yep.
I like Sophia. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty. Yeah.
But that's a cartoon that happens in my house a lot.
Oh, Sophia?
Sophia the First. Mm. So I wouldn't really want to go there myself.
Right.
This is interesting, I thought, and worth a report. I mean, as if millennials don't catch enough crap. Yeah. Our resident millennial here. Mm. The top six things, I won't do all six, but that millennials talk about in therapy.
Oh.
A bunch of therapists made a list of the most common topics millennials bring up in therapy.
These are their problems.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
How they struggle to make decisions because they're worried they'll make the wrong one.
Oh.
Especially big decisions that have to do with work and relationships. That's everybody, dude. I mean, you just pick... and then deal with the fallout.
Right.
That's my move.
They're almost dealing with the fallout of not picking.
Right. I mean, I have a tendency to make the wrong decision, but I do make them.
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
You're singing Rush to me right now.
I love Rush, and I know you love Rush. Any opportunity to sing Rush.
Rush. So much.
I want to do Rush.
Keep going.
No, I'm done with it.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you?
No.
We could really... Oh, God.
Oh, there it is. Oh, that's so funny. To think that life is nothing left to chance. Oh.
Hold on. It starts in like...
I need the words.
All right.
I don't know the words.
Here.
No. Oh. There are those who think that life has nothing left to chance, a holy host of pourers to direct our aimless dance. A planet of playthings, we dance on the strings of powers we cannot perceive. Stars on a line, all the gods are malign. Blame is better to give than receive. You can choose a ready guide in some celestial voice. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. You can choose from phantom fears and kindness that can kill. I will choose a path that's clear. I will choose free will.
Yeah!
Wow. Well,
what do you mean, well?
I don't think I've ever sung that song before.
Excellent job,
Sarah.
Oh,
you have now.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
This is about millennials and what they talk to their therapists about. All they right. have trouble making big decisions, especially if they have to do with work and relationships, which those are the biggies, right?
Yeah. They. What else is there?
Well, sometimes I mean, health related, but
okay,
even yeah. those ones. I mean, the
choose
doc's like, you got cancer.
And...
Is that, well, okay, then I want treatment.
Right. I choose treatment.
How they wish they were better at saying no to people without feeling guilty, especially when their parents ask them to do something.
Oh, yeah, that comes with age.
You I feel... was always pretty good at it.
Yeah, you were always pretty good at it. No.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
How worried they are about money, which also sure. spills over into their love life. They feel like they're undateable if they're broke, especially if they still live with their parents.
And so yeah, many of
them. That's a common feeling, though, yeah. too. I don't know that this is just specific to millennials. I didn't date a lot in Oregon because I didn't have any dough. I was also doing stuff for myself, but I mean, if I had a bunch of, you know, spare cash, I would have probably dated a lot more.
Yeah.
Having money is an important part of having fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't really justify pulling your credit card out all the time when you don't have the money to pay that bill.
These are pretty, yeah, some of these are pretty universal. I wonder what the top six are for people who aren't millennials, because these all sound like, you know, problems people wrestle with.
They feel helpless about the current state of the world. There's a constant stream of negative headlines now, no. so a lot of people feel that way, not just millennials.
And you're bombarded by it, too. The kid, you know, the kids these days are used to, like, a constant news feed going.
I was going to say, I think that it's the news has always been bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that now we have more access to constant news. That's right. why it feels overwhelming.
If you just avoided the newspaper and the 6 o'clock news, you were fine in the olden days.
Right. But there were no, you know, that then there were oil shortages
sure.
and Vietnam War and whatever else it was.
All kinds of bad stuff.
There's always been bad news.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Yep.
It's just now in your pocket.
Yeah. Constantly buzzing you. Oh, God, again. More.
These are things millennials spoke to their therapists about. A bunch of therapists put together a list, and here's the top ones. They feel like a fraud, and it's partly because of social media. All they do is post positive stuff about their life, none of it bad.
Mm.
It took 200 tries to get that cute photo of me, or whatever, you know. I get that.
Yeah.
I'd rather just look janky. I can't be
you.
Sitting here taking 20 pictures.
Right, to get the right angle.
I don't want to.
Well, I might take more than one because the first one you might go, oh, the lighting is horrible and my chin. I mean, let's figure out another angle.
But I think it's common, you know, I don't have a better example, but if you look at surfing magazine or something, which those don't even exist anymore. But they'll take the picture of the person launched in the air. Yeah! Guy never makes it. But that's the photo.
They captured them in the maybe
moment.
They made it. Right.
That's the photo. I mean, that's not
look at that guy's body flung in the air. Wonder what happens next. We'll never know. That's the picture.
Or, you know what I like to see is I follow a lot of stuff, skateboarders on Instagram, and they show the wipeouts before they show the guy make it. And you go, he earned that big time. The wipeouts are horrifying.
Yeah.
And then you realize in the make it photo, oh, he is bloody. Or he does have, you know, dirt all over.
He's been practicing that one.
He worked hard to get that trick.
This is the only time he landed that.
Uh-huh. So anyway, I don't know about that feeling like a fraud. I guess social media, if you really work hard at it, maybe that's your thing.
Right.
Then maybe you are a fraud.
Well, you're in therapy, so I guess your feelings of fraudness are real. Not everyone's in
And therapy. Lastly, millennials talk in therapy about their crippling anxiety in general.
Oh.
All right.
I'm sorry to hear about your crippling anxiety, Bryn.
The American Psychological Association found millennials might be the most stressed generation ever. Huh. And partly because of the 24/7 info bombardment.
Yeah.
Which we just spoke to, so there's that. Hey, Thursday night football tonight is the Redskins and the Cowboys at 5:30.
Care factor is low.
Zero. Yes.
You know, before you get to the text, I know this is a big day. We got the tree lighting tonight. We got our big event tomorrow. Beach Blanket Babylon tickets, so much. But I don't want you all to forget, we have a monumental movie review coming up.
Oh, how could I have forgotten this, Hooman? Oh, Jesus.
And Bryn and I are reunited for the first time in a long time.
And it feels so good.
Does it, Bryn?
It does. It feels so good. And it felt really good going to the theater with him, too.
Oh.
Went to the Alamo Draft House. Nice. But everyone, please tune in as we peek for the week at 9 o'clock as we review The Disaster Artist.
All right, good job.
I can't wait.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Did you see that one from 925? Hearings, Rush karaoke. Isn't Susan listening?
What's the matter with Susan?
Sorry,
probably
Susan.
Loved it. Hey, did you notice on a couple of the things that we posted with Susan in them, people were like, she could be Sarah's sister.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And I hadn't noticed that.
I think I
that.
Might be older than her, so she could be my little sister.
You're,
I'm really good to my little sister,
you
Susan.
Little sister.
You know you're not. You're mean.
No, my sister and I are very close now.
Because she forgave you for all the
awful behavior.
I was pretty rotten.
Uh-huh. You think you're older than Susan?
I think I am. She looks like she's in her mid-40s to me. Or early 40s even. I don't know if she looks like
she's looks very young. Yeah.
She looks 25 to me and Bryn.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a compliment.
What oh, well, what if she's like, mid-20s, what if she's mid-20s. 41? And I just said
mid
40s.
What if she's 35?
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, I guess I didn't see that angle.
I should have said she looks like she's in. Susan, what are you, 31? 32? No, I mean, I just assumed that I was older than her.
Lots
actually.
Of edits today. Good luck with that, Bryn.
Yeah, have a good time with today's show.
No problem.
Take me out of it. No edits on The Secret Show, though. When we go do our
know,
Secret Show today.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm out of time. There's great texts about people are asking really important questions that I don't have time for, but I'll get to them after the movie review later.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.